And welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with just about 9 minutes left in this Tuesday edition of In Focus. I'm here with Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy and City Manager Ron Fear. And there are a few consent agenda items you wanted to go through with tonight's meeting.
There are. It's a pretty short agenda, consent agenda, but a couple of noteworthy items there. There's a resolution for the commission to consider, which would grant me and my staff our ability to attend the Riley County tax sale. These are properties that have are delinquent in their property tax payments, as well as their, from our interest, it's much more so in our special assessments. These properties, specifically, we're looking at the Lee Mill Village. This is on South Reith Avenue in the southwest portion of the community. There's some townhomes that were built initially, but there's about 35 vacant lots in this particular development, and there's about roughly, oh, I want to say about $212,000 a year in payments that we're missing out on. And so our goal here is to be a player in that bidding process. We'd love to be outbid by other developers. It's not our desire to obtain this property, but I think we need to look out of our out for our interests, because those specials run through 2028. So there's some significant value there that we'd like to get back into productive hands. And so, again, we're looking for the commission to authorize us to attend and offer up some bids at this particular tax sale. We did this last year when they did this, and we purchased some property in the or we didn't have to purchase some property. We were outbid in the Four Winds development to try and I'm happy to say that that particular a portion of the parties have paid their specials on those particular lots. So we're very fortunate that, and would like to see potentially some of this property redeveloped so that it can be back in productive hands.
Right. And when you say you want to get outbid, a big reason for that is you want
We would prefer not to be the developer.
Right. Yeah. Well, and for the property. City and the county, you really ultimately just want these properties back on the tax rolls.
Exactly. And paying the taxes and specials. Yeah. Absolutely. For all of the entities. Mm-hmm. A couple other things on there. We have a award of an agreement for professional services with SMH Consultants, and this is looking at our aerial sanitary sewer crossings. Now, I know that sounds, how do you get a sanitary sewer up in the air? So this is over our streams where they would be too deep to try and go under them and create some anti-siphoning valves. We have about 12 crossings, aerial crossings, and so some of those need to be renovated. It's desire that if you have those that you have insulated pipe. And so it's just, and some of the original ones, as you get some additional erosion, you got to put the foundations that are supporting those aerial crossings need to be redone so that you don't lose that aerial crossing to some kind of mudslide or something like that, that then creates an ecological disaster for you with open sewer into the stream crossing. So those are very important segments to look
They're
at.
Surveying it's it.
Part of our capital improvements program is for this to happen, and we're hoping we don't have to buy any additional easements, but that's part of this particular contract for just over $45,000. And then it's about time. We're a month away from Purple Power Play on Points, and so that group has requested a fireworks display license as part
of that.
That
would be Purple Power Play in the park.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Not you know, points.
That's a... Oh, it just says Purple Power Play. That was on me.
Well, you know, sometimes all of us go back to when it was Purple
Power
Play. So yeah, down on points, but it remains in the park.
And there's no parade, I don't think, with that.
No.
There's no.
Just lots of people, lots of vendors, lots of athletes and bands and cheerleaders.
It's a great time.
And a great MC.
There you go. Absolutely.
Okay, I'm stopping.
That's why everybody's coming.
Hey, you made fun of my basketball shot.
Go ahead.
About my basketball shot?
Yeah, I made fun of your basketball shot off air, but go ahead. If you had something you want to say about me, go ahead.
No, it's fine. I thought the silence.
I'm waiting.
We should jump to the proclamation. See, there's a great proclamation.
We got too much to get to. Yeah, it's a little time.
Back to the show.
We do have a great proclamation coming up. You know, there's Oconza Rotary does Water Matters Day every year, and it used to be. I think in a variety of places, but we're having it at the zoo this year. And one of the goals of Rotary is water. And it's Water Matters Day. And it's this weekend. I believe it's on Saturday on August 5th.
Yes.
And we often take our water for granted, but there are so many communities, even in Kansas, in the United States, and of course internationally, where water is as essential as it is, it's also not as available. And we use it for our pools, we use it in our splash parks, so we have an abundant amount of water, and we use it in our, you know, drinking water, and we actually go and purchase bottled water, even though we have great drinking water out of our taps. But that's a privilege. And so Water Matters Day, we want to make sure we focus on the availability of water, learn more about it, educate the community, and also do something, projects within Kansas as well as on an international level. So this is a great project that's done by Rotary, and I'm looking forward to doing the proclamation this evening.
It's a great partnership with Sunset Zoo. It's their Water mm-hmm. Safari Day as well. So a lot of great partners that are at the zoo with lots of booths for kids to visit and learn more about water and environmental ecology and how that affects human and animal life. And so it's there's some opportunities to get wet. I know the fire department's usually up there, and so there's a lot of events and activities. So
and the weather's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
So you should be out and about. There's lots going on this weekend, though. There's Everybody Counts going on. There's a bike swap at Ogden Element at Ogden Community Center. So there's lots of good things happening this weekend.
Do you have any quick information or a wrap-up on how the Furniture Amnesty Day went last Friday?
You know, I don't. I'm sorry. I was out of the office Friday and yesterday, so okay. I don't have
I
a
do
brief
know.
Update. I know they were their prospects were very good going into Friday.
Right. They had a record turnout, record donations, as well as people coming and getting the furniture. I was there. I visited for a little bit, and that's where they had the Mandela Washington Fellows also partnering up with Hands On K-State and the Staley Leadership School of Studies and the City of Manhattan. So it was so well organized. It was always it's wonderful to see people already lining up, and then once their time comes, you know, you have this. They just come. They had sofas. They had dressers, tables. Wonderful. Furniture that people are either moving or, you know, are transitioning. And it's free. People would say, well, how much do I have to pay for this? And they're like, no, we'll just help you haul it, and all you have to do is bring a truck here. So that was wonderful. They had a record number of people participating this year, and we want that to continue. But the organization of it is really immense, but very productive for everybody involved. So, yeah, thanks for asking, Dave.
Next week, we've got a goal-setting session, just kind of an update on the goals that were started in January. It's a progress report, and that'll be, a week from today.
Very good.
Yep.
Thank you guys so much for being on.
Thank you.
Dave, I tee it off to you.
Tomorrow, Manhattan Ogden USD 383 Board Vice President Kurt Herman and Superintendent Marvin Wade. Also, Karen Hawes with the Ogden Bike Swap and K-State's Jackie Hartman.